The hazardous ash cloud now extends from the Atlantic to the Russian capital and from the Arctic Circle to Austria. Some experts predict it could continue swirling around the continent for months. And with the airline industry and European economy still reeling from the global financial crisis, neither can afford a flight shutdown for that long. Ashley Hall reports.
No one's quite sure when flights will return to normal. That depends on when the volcano finishes spewing its hazardous ash into the sky and on the weather conditions.
It'll go round in whirls. For as long as this ash is produced and as long as it's getting into the atmosphere, it'll be driven wherever the winds take it.
Richard Arculus is a professor of geology at the Earth Sciences Research School at the Australian National University. He says the volcano may continue erupting for weeks or months.
Northwest Europe is successively hit with the various kind of weather fronts, so it might go away for a while, but as long as the ash is being produced, the next time the wind is heading towards the south and southeast from Iceland, it'll affect northwest Europe again.
And of course, there's still a chance this eruption could trigger other volcanoes in the area. Dr. Andrew Tupper is the line manager of the Volcanic Ash Advisory Centre in Darwin.
We know that volcanic ash can stay in the atmosphere for a long time, although it may not necessarily stay dangerous to aviation. It looks to me as though the main forecast is for a gradual eastward movement, which is what we would normally expect.
And that could mean disruptions for flights in Eastern Europe. Westpac Bank's senior international economist Hugh Mackay was scheduled to fly to London on business yesterday afternoon. He says even if the disruption to flights is short-lived, the financial impact on airlines will be significant.
They're going to be dealing with accommodating these tourists who are stuck midway, whether that's in Singapore, whether that's in Dubai, whether that's somewhere in the US. So a lot of the costs of something like this sit with the airlines.
Stephen Pope is the chief global equity strategist at Cantor Fitzgerald Europe in London. He says the financial impact of the flight disruptions will be felt far and wide.
Even within my own family, my sister's children are off in Rome on a school trip. They cannot get back. So the knock-on impact on the economy is actually going to be quite wide felt.
And what about the countries that rely significantly on tourism? I'm thinking perhaps of Greece and Spain. Both economies are struggling quite heavily at the moment. How are they going to feel the impact of this?
It's really going to be Spain would be the most affected because a lot of people won't make the long haul to Greece until they can go for a two-week stretch for their main summer holiday. And we're just a couple of months away from when that season begins. I think, though, you do get people who would make short, quick flights down to Spain or Portugal, etc., where they might have nearby holiday homes or can then go for a weekend and be back pretty easily on a Sunday evening. So there's going to be a definite impact that's felt and will not serve those economies well at all.
That's Stephen Pope, the Chief Global Equity Strategist at Cantor Fitzgerald Europe, speaking there to our reporter Ashley Hall.